Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
It is Friday.
Friday.
Wait, what was that song? Remember that girl? That
stupid.
Yes.
Friday.
Remember?
Yeah, when she kids like were a YouTube young. Girl or
yeah, and
something?
Her dad paid for her to have a video. Remember
yeah,
that?
What was her name?
It's called Friday, the song.
And that's remember. All that she said yeah. 50 Friday, million times.
It's Friday.
Well, it's Friday, everybody.
It's Friday, and it's nice and chilly. We got our heaters on us again.
I know. Anne has the fire going. She's got heaters.
I've got the Duraflame logs on there.
We're all bundled up.
We are.
Like it's 10 below. And it's 60.
We're babies. We are such babies. The sun goes down and I'm freezing.
I know. Troy and I were like, you know what? We are such wimps. We are not cut out for cold weather. We need to find somewhere warm to go. I'm ready.
Oh, you mean vacation?
Like now.
Yeah.
We can't go anywhere though.
I think the only place you can go is down south. Like Palm Springs.
Oh, Arizona was 90 degrees yesterday.
No.
I was talking to some people on Zoom.
So would you drive to Arizona?
I know.
No, that's Troy what we're talking drive. About.
Yeah, but it's 90. We've got a lot of noise, background noise going on
here.
In this neighborhood right now.
Per usual. Oh, great. Oh. Now we have the background music of the people
They're
across
blasting.
The street. They're blasting. Wow. That's across the street.
It's got to be on some kind. That's not just a car.
I think it's his motorcycle.
Motorcycle?
It's our. We have a police officer that lives across the street, and he has
That's
a motorcycle.
The police officer?
Yeah. Should I write him up for having his music
disturbing the peace
at 5
p.m.? Disturbing the peace. What's he thinking?
Hey, it's better than having the DOG. I'm not going to say the name because he's quiet for right this second.
Mm. Yeah, we've got the dog on the left, and we've
you
got
said
the,
it. He's going to
bark. I know.
Crazy.
Ooh, I accidentally turned my heater on high, and now no wonder why my leg is on fire.
So, wait, I have to talk a little bit about last week. I was giving you a hard time about the show I told
Unorthodox?
You about Unorthodox that I watched.
Yeah,
and
that
you
wasn't
gave
it.
Me the ending before I had finished. Yet, should we fill our listeners in? I have a guy, this kid, nicest kid in the world, and he's doing some work on some electrical in my kitchen. And the lights keep going up and down. And he's having the hardest time. And I feel so bad.
He's working on it.
He's working
it's
on
good.
It. It's good. And I have my back to him so Jeannie can tell me what's going on. Because I just feel so bad for him.
Yeah. So long as your power doesn't go out
Ooh.
All the way.
Well,
we're good.
Actually, yeah, this is true. That's still up in the air.
It's still a possibility.
Anyway.
Yeah. So it was a completely different
completely
show.
Completely different
kind
show.
Of premise.
I'm sure the Orthodox Jews.
Right.
But the one I was watching the whole time, I'm like, when does she become an attorney? And I'm thinking, this could be a good pivot in this show. Like, oh, I know the ending. No, it ended and she does not become an attorney.
Yeah, that
Which
was a completely different show. Very funny. Go ahead.
I was going to talk about The Undoing.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about.
Yeah, episode 4 of The Undoing.
So you're all caught up.
Yes.
We have been going round and round, my husband and I, trying to figure out
who You guys
who
are pretty good.
Did it. Now, I think, and I said this from the beginning, that the blonde friend is the one that had the affair. Because we know he had two affairs, but we don't know who the second person was.
True.
So I think it's her.
I went from, I know it's not her and not him. That would be too obvious. Possibly, I floated around her father.
Yeah.
Maybe another too obvious. The son.
Yeah.
Which
could he kill his mother?
No. I'm thinking her son.
Oh,
I'm
her
thinking
son.
Nicole Kidman's son.
What would the motivation be?
He's so mad that his father was having an affair with this woman. But I don't think so. No. That would be too traumatic for a child.
Yeah.
I think the friend is the most obvious, not obvious person. She's constantly kind of there questioning, figuring out how she's doing. Where is your husband? Is everything okay? You need to get an attorney.
But Nicole Kidman keeps flashing back to the hammer to the head.
Yeah. Why does she have these flashbacks? That's
I don't
what's
know.
Confusing to me. Is it just her thinking of possibilities that may have happened?
So we have some loose ends because she never reported their little incident in the gym. And she never reported to the police the incident that she had with Elena in the elevator. I thought, well, maybe there's video of the elevator, which is going to surface later.
Well, there was nothing to report. What she said is, I barely know her. She just didn't tell them about the encounters.
Well, right, but if you knew that that person was obsessed, wouldn't you say, this is really weird because this is what happened. First of all, she came fully naked in front of me in the gym, and then she
tried to kiss me.
Kissed me, which Nicole Kidman didn't act like she was too bothered by it.
Mm-mm. There was that thing popping around that, do you think they were in like a relationship together, the three of them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, because why would they show her at that initial party? Nicole Kidman says to her husband, Hugh Grant, I can't remember their names on the show, but she says, oh, that's the girl that had the baby that...
No, they didn't, because she would have known, then it wouldn't have been such a shock that he was cheating with her.
True.
Or did Donald Sutherland do it? But why would he do it?
I feel like...
Why did he do it?
Because he feels...
He was pissed that his son-in-law was having an affair?
I don't know, but he admitted to having all these affairs, and then he was a horrible husband. So I don't know why he would... I don't feel like he would do it either.
I know. I can't... There's only two episodes left.
I definitely don't think Hugh Grant did it.
No, he did not do it.
And I don't think she did it, because I think they want us to think that she did it. It's got to be the friend.
It's got to be the friend
had the affair, because the friend said he came to me because he was having these issues. And of course, you know, Hugh Grant is a cheater. And so he's going to cheat with the best friend. And why does best friend keep calling? It's not even the best friend. They're not that good of friends.
Another mom at the school.
So she's very much involved and wants to know how Nicole Kidman's doing, what's going on. I think you're right.
It's good.
I like that we're thinking about what's happening, having these conversations because most of the time you watch these things and it's like, oh, I know who did it. And also people who read the book know who did it. I didn't read the book.
No, I didn't either. I'm glad I didn't because I'm enjoying it.
I know. Every Sunday night, I'm like, when is it going to be on?
I know. And I kind of wish I would have saved it, you know, so
watch
we can kind of watch
once.
It all at one time.
No, I think it's better this way. This is like old school. This is
That's
fun.
That's true. We have to wait
a whole
week.
That's what we used to do.
I know. There's only two episodes left. So it's got to wrap up here pretty quick.
It's
a David E. Kelly.
Yeah.
And he did Big Sky, which everybody's talking about. Did you watch Big Sky?
I did.
And was it?
Did you watch it? You didn't watch it.
No, but I was going to watch on demand. But is it worth watching?
Well, I initially taped it because I wanted to see the Matt Bachelor preview, because they said it was going to be...
Wait, I know.
So
you watched it to watch a preview?
I kind of taped it to watch the Matt preview of The Bachelor, because they kept promoting, we're going to be doing a preview of The Bachelor during Big Sky. But then when I saw it with David E. Kelly, I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be good. So, is it good? I'm intrigued. I think I will keep watching because I'm intrigued by it. Some of the acting is really bad, but then they do something first episode that is really interesting. You're like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. That alone will get me to watch the next one. And I won't tell you what, I won't do any spoilers, although I've seen they're out there.
Okay, so maybe it's
worth
watching.
Of the main actresses, I couldn't figure out where I knew her from, and it's from Vikings. And, you know, I was totally into Vikings. And so this woman was one of the main characters in Vikings.
And Ryan Felipe's in it, right?
He is.
God, gone to TV. So many actors and actresses have gone to streaming. Well, there are no movies right now.
I guess that's what it is. There's a lot of people in this where you go, where do I know them from?
Everybody
it's interesting. I feel like there's something missing in the acting, or it feels a little campy. I don't know.
Yeah, I had heard that the acting is not that great.
And there's other great actors in it, so I can't figure out where the disconnect is. But I don't know. It's David E. I love David E. Kelly.
Did he do the other one that was on Netflix with Reese Witherspoon? Mm-hmm. And did he do that one?
Big Little Lies?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. So I'm also watching The Crown, which
How many episodes in are you?
I'm on five. Well, I haven't started five yet. I watched four.
I watched the first two. And so I started watching something else. It's totally different than The Crown, but it's old school, because I was looking for a new series. I'm like, I need something that keeps going. You know, so while I'm working, I like to have a little Netflix on that I don't have to totally pay attention to.
Yeah, series.
And The Crown I want to watch. So I want one just kind of going. But I started Dexter. Did you ever watch
no,
Dexter?
No, Troy watched all of it. He loved it.
Okay, so
he
it's
loved
kind
it.
Of, I'm kind of into it. And I feel like you might like it too, because he's like a serial killer, but he's kind of a good serial killer.
Yeah, a good guy.
And it's, I love that kind of shit. So I'm sort of enjoying that, watching from episode one, and I can just keep going whenever and, you know, pop it
good.
In. It's a while back. But so The Crown, I'm kind of behind on. I'm dibbing and dabbing. I haven't gotten to the introduction of Diana yet.
Oh, it's so good. Now, I started listening to the official Crown podcast.
How is it?
And I listened to it, the podcast episode, after I listen or after I watch the episode on Netflix. It's really good because it fills you in on all the history and what, you know, what they think really happened. The research that they do to make this as authentic as possible is freaking amazing.
Now, have you ever listened to the Crown podcast, or is that the first
time? No, this is the first time. Okay. I didn't even know there was one. I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, there's a podcast for everything. Trust me.
Yeah.
I have found them all. Certain shows like The Crown, that is one I will listen to.
Yeah. No, it's really good because it's kind of educational and gives you a lot of information.
Ooh, I'm totally into that.
So there you go.
What about A Teacher? Have you watched that?
No, but I did see...
On Hulu, which is... It's on FX.
Wait, is that the one where she has an affair with her student?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard good and bad about that.
It's Mara Rooney. Is the girl.
Oh, okay.
That's the main actress.
Yeah.
She was just on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yeah. She wasn't very good on Watch What Happens
Live. No, she wasn't.
She was
boring. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's okay. It's got to be something different than the normal teacher-student thing, so I'm waiting for that. It's fine. It's something to watch. It's kind of like racy for FX.
Is
I was
it?
A little surprised. Oh, they swear, they show?
Really?
Do they show nudity? Sex? A little bit of nudity.
Well, I think FX... does.
I didn't think it used to.
Yeah, I think it does.
Maybe FX on Hulu. For some reason, I'm watching it on Hulu.
Well, I think that's the only way to watch it.
Well, but I have FX, so couldn't I watch it on FX?
I think it's on Hulu, and then maybe later it'll be released to FX. I don't know.
I don't know. Hulu FX. This heater, I keep going up.
Me too.
I'm like, oh, it's cold. Oh, I'm hot. All right. Speaking of nudity, should we go into The Bachelorette?
Do you know what I'm referring to about the nudity? Let me think.
Kenny?
Oh, duh.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's talk about this real quick. So on The Bachelorette, Kenny, who's the boy band manager, there have been pictures floating around of him naked. Like, full frontal.
Oh, have there. Let me tell you. It's pretty amazing.
I don't know. I'm turning a little red. I don't know the last time I saw, like, full nudity pictures of a male figure. I mean, really, when you like open it, I was afraid to open up this link on my phone. Like, oh my God, am I going to start getting all these pornographic things being sent to me now?
Well, one of our podcaster friends, I said, oh, because he said that there were nudes and I saw that and I'm like, oh my God, there's nudes. And he's like, yeah, do you want me to send them? And I'm like, well, yeah.
But wait, Gina, did you see the ones, the full nudes? Not the ones with the little black cover.
No, I didn't click on the link.
Oh,
did you?
Of course I did.
I was afraid
to. That's what I'm talking about. I clicked on the link. Oh,
was it worth it?
I mean, is the male genitalia that interesting anyway? No.
No.
But I just kind of was curious. That curiosity got the best of me and I did it.
Well, now that you've already clicked on it, of course I have to go back and click on it.
Now you can click. I haven't received anything on my phone after that.
Oh, well, thank God.
But I did feel...
like dirty,
a little covering my eyes as I was watching it. But he is a very attractive specimen of a man.
Yeah, he is.
Even with the black dot, which I found, which
the
was
blurred,
the blurred vision of it, whatever. His physique.
It's kind of amazing.
I don't know why he's doing the nudes. He's holding a chicken in one of the nudes.
Yeah,
it's
the
very
chicken
strange,
threw me.
But he's a really good looking man.
He is good looking, which makes me wonder why he's on the show.
Well, notoriety.
Yeah,
I don't know. Why was he doing the nudes to begin with?
And by the way, what boy band is he managing? I would like to know.
I don't know, but I put it out there that is he managing any podcasts? And does he want to?
Yeah, is he available?
Let's dig into The Bachelorette.
I want to know, is Dan a grown-ass man, in your opinion?
More grown-ass than these assholes. Jeez. Did you listen to Almost Famous Ben and Ashley? Because
no.
Ashley was there for this competition.
And nobody knew who she was. Nobody there knew who she was.
These guys don't watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. They don't watch it.
Not one of them. They were like, oh, and this is Ashley. And they were like, all right.
They had to explain who they were. I like Ashley and Jared. I think they're funny. I listen to their podcasts. I know they can be annoying. And I know she can be an annoying. I actually really like him. But they said that because they were questioned, like, why would you pick Bennett? First of all, he got a bunch of answers wrong on the spelling.
Well, that was shocking. Mr. Harvard.
And then he didn't even participate in one of the activities.
No, the wrestling thing, because he had a pre-existing condition of some
his
sort.
Knee or his ACL or something.
Yeah.
And then I forget what the breakfast in bed one was a little cringy. So it was like, why would you pick this guy? Well, she said, first off, they only showed 4 questions. They asked a bunch of questions. Everybody got about the same amount wrong that Bennett did. It wasn't like he was particularly bad at answering the questions. They all got about that wrong.
But didn't he get like a real simple, because I didn't see it. Didn't he get a real simple math question wrong?
He did. He got a lot of simple questions wrong.
Well, maybe they were just too simple for him.
I think he's above it all. They also did another competition that she didn't say what it was that they didn't air. So there was a lot involved in their decision making. And also the other guy got the baby one.
Poor Ed.
They said Ed deserved the baby one. In person, he was a little bit of a baby.
Well, that was obvious. That was obvious.
People, okay, the things circulating about Bennett. What do you think? Do you think he's all that? Do you think he's so funny? Do you think he gets himself? Like, what are your feelings about Bennett? Will he go far?
No. I think he's totally self-aware. I think he's in it probably for the notoriety. He's a different kind of guy. He's Clark Kent.
I find him amusing. I think he'll be top 5-ish, maybe top 4. He's good for Paradise. People enjoy him.
He has no game.
No.
Zero. And neither does Ed.
I like that him and Ed kind of bonded. Are friends and bonded. And when they're making fun of Chasen, Bennett laughing about the smoke show comment and all that, I found that very funny.
Yeah, Chasen swooped in on Bennett. And Chasen...
Thoughts on Chasen.
He's a douche.
He's so serious. That's my whole thing about Jason is he doesn't get the joke.
Bennett, yeah, he totally doesn't get
Bennett
the joke.
Bennett gets the joke. Chasen doesn't get it. Was he ridiculous bringing up all that shit? Of course he was. But here's how I see it. These guys have been quarantined with each other for now, 3-4 weeks? They have nothing else going on. Of course you're going to start picking at each other. Chasen is not humorous. He has no sense of humor, at least that we've seen.
Well, no. And, you know, the guy's calling him out for using the same words that he used in Claire's to Claire was just like, I mean, why do you care?
And how many adjectives are there to say, I really like you?
Everybody, he doesn't know what else to say.
Everybody's using the same shit. But the way he presented, I have a new word yes. about Claire and its smoke show. It was his presentation that was like, are you serious?
It was so stupid.
And when Ben started laughing, Bennett, that cracked me up. Like,
it was so funny.
You're joking. It's not even that big of a deal. Is smoke show a compliment? Of course it is. If somebody called me a smoke show, I'd be like, thank you.
Listen, at this stage in the game, I'll take anything. Derogatory.
If somebody says hi to me, I'm like, do you like me? Do you find me attractive?
I'm accepting of any and all derogatory comments.
Anything.
But I some people thought it was derogatory. Why? The smoke show.
Why?
It was offensive.
In what way?
It's the same as being called hot.
What? How is that offensive?
To some people, it is offensive. To some women, it is offensive.
Listen, if he said to Tayshia, I think you're a smoke show. That to me is weird. That would be like,
that
would be
freaking hilarious. That would be hilarious.
But he is saying it in a term like, I found
By
the way, I have a new term for her, and it is smoke show.
He made an announcement. Hello, men of the Bachelorette.
This thing on, I would like to make an announcement.
I will now be calling
her a smoke show. Do not use that term. It's my term to use for her.
And I'm not seeing it with Ben. She said she's smitten with Ben. I'm just not seeing
it. I totally think she's smitten with Ben's the one that looks like a boxer. Doesn't he look like a boxer? I don't know. His nose is a little boxery, like he's been hit a few times. Isn't Ben?
Ben's like the clean cut looking guy. I don't know. It's hard to know who's who because we really don't even know who these people are.
I think she's smitten with Ben.
I think she is too, but Ben's a little needy
me. He's the one that kind of looks like a poor man's Nick Vial.
Yes, exactly.
I really like Ben. I think she really likes him.
He's too much for me.
Really? In what way?
He's so needy. He's like a puppy.
Oh, I don't think he is at all. Oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's the Nick Vial guy?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, I found it totally different. I think he's super cute. Now, he's older. He's like 36.
Well, Ben is the one that waited until the last minute and then he didn't get time with her, right?
Okay, no.
What guy was that? I thought it was Ben because I thought he had it all locked up and then he waited. It was Zach. It was Zach.
Is that Zach or is Ben my guy? Wait, who is who?
I don't know.
See, I think we're getting it mixed up. I think you're right. I think Ben is your guy. Yeah, the clean cut guy who waited, tried to wait.
Yeah, because he thought he had it all wrapped up.
I'm talking about Zach, who she has a connection with.
Okay, now Ben is the one who's super needy.
I think you're right.
But she said she's smitten with Ben.
She's smitten with Ben. Okay, yes, I'm smitten with Zach. Zach is the one that's the Nick Vial
lookalike.
Yes. I like Zach. Ben. Ben blew it. He's thinking too many steps ahead. And you knew it was going to happen because the entire time he's like, I'm waiting. Yeah, this is my thing. I'm going to wait till the end.
He said it too much.
I'm going to be spending the most time with her. And then she really just cut him off when he said, hey, can I take you for a minute? She's like, no.
Yeah.
You could have taken me before.
Party's over. Dumbass.
Done. Yeah. I also just don't think he's that great.
No, I don't think he is either.
Okay. Zach's the one I think is great. Zach's the one I really like. And I think she really likes Zach too. He's the one that's 36. Ben is much younger. He's like a fitness guy.
I don't care for Noah. He's the traveling nurse that shaved his mustache. Yeah. He's too young.
Noah's way too young.
He's too young.
24, 25? No.
Mm-hmm.
Too young.
Now, Brendan, I still really like.
And Brendan.
She likes him.
I know. He's so sweet.
She just wanted to kiss his face. That's all she wanted to do.
I love how she goes in.
Yeah.
She doesn't
wait.
Wasting
time.
I love it. I heard Chris Harrison also on an interview, and he talked about Tayshia. He really likes Tayshia. He said he's been fighting to have Tayshia on for a while. Well, not for a while. What is it? 2 seasons. But he's always been pushing for Tayshia. This is Chris Harrison saying this. As I'm saying this out loud, I realize he's probably bullshitting.
Right.
But that's all right. He has a friendship with her, like even before all this. He really likes her as a person. So I don't even know where I was going with this. I lost my train of thought about Tayshia. But I really like Tayshia. She knows the exact thing to say. She can call people on their shit.
Yeah. No, I like her.
I don't know. I think it was fine that she kept Ed and Chase, and who cares? People were having such a problem. Like, why did Ed tell Tayshia about Chase and what he, you know,
she just, they do. There's always one that does every single season.
I'm fine with that. Bring it on. I love when they fucking do that. That makes it more interesting. Is he going to go anywhere? No. Nobody who tells the main person about what's going on in the house, about the shit going on, goes far. Ed wasn't going far anyway.
No, Ed's probably going to go home next week.
Probably.
He's the one that scored perfect on his SAT.
Apparently, that's by Bennett. Bennett was the one who informed us of that.
Oh, okay. But, you know, Ed has no game either.
No.
He's older. He's 36,
yeah,
right?
I don't know. They all seem to be 36. I see no connection with them whatsoever.
Mm.
And then when he opted out because of the shoulder thing,
That was it.
It was like, we see you lifting those weights weirdly, making weird facial
expressions.
That
was the weirdest weightlifting I've ever seen with the shoulders.
Oh, I've seen that being done, but his facial expressions while doing it was strange. Oh. And then for him to say, you know, my shoulders pop out.
What the hell were you doing lifting weights like that?
And why wait till the last minute? You could have done this way beforehand. Really came off bad. It looked like he was afraid of Chase.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
He should have played it off like everybody. Like Joe, the anesthesiologist, was like, I'm a big guy, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. And Brendan did the same thing when somebody was like, you know, when they're trash talking each other. He's, I'm going to beat you up. He's like, you probably will.
He should have just sucked it up. But of course they paired Ed with Chasen. That was an automatic.
Okay. Do you think if Ed got paired up with anybody else that he would have backed out?
No. I think
he knew Chasen was
after him.
By the way, when they were learning the moves, he was so into these fucking wrestling moves.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like Chasen. Ed's going to go home. I think Chasen's. Now, will they go on a one-on-one date, just Ed and Chasen with Tayshia always do?
Oh. You know what? This year, I have no freaking idea what's going to happen. There's the two-on-ones, you mean?
Yeah, the people that don't get along always go on a two-on-one date.
In the past, they have. Do they have enough time to do that?
Well, where are they going to go?
I don't know.
The other side? I'm a little bored, I have to say. I'm a little bored.
I'm not bored with Tayshia. She's so much more interesting and so much more exciting than Claire.
Well, I know, but I also feel like she got screwed because this is like the worst of the worst scenarios, just being on one resort, not being able to travel, not being able to do anything.
I don't think she thinks that way. What else are people doing during this time, especially when she was doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, we were in total lockdown. She had nothing going on. This is the best thing that could have happened to her. I think this is a pretty good group of guys. I love Ivan. I don't know how far he'll go. I don't know if she likes him that much.
I don't think she does. I think it's pretty obvious to see who she likes.
Yeah. She kissed Ivan, but it wasn't like she really wanted to kiss Ivan.
So who do you think are going to be the top three?
Zach.
Ben.
And Brendan. Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
I wish Ivan would be in there. Maybe Ivan. And I think Ivan and Bennett will be 4 and 5, maybe. That's who I see right now. Although, you know, there's a few others we just haven't seen. I think Joe, the anesthesiologist, everybody's so pumped up about Joe. It's like, Joe's fine. We don't barely know him. I could see him doing well on Paradise. Joe can go to Paradise. He's a good catch. I just see nothing with him and Tayshia.
Yeah, Paradise can still work because they all stay at the same resort the whole time anyway.
Yes, of course they could do Paradise. They just have to get the good time of year.
Well, send them in the winter. We don't care.
No, they also want to finish Matt's season to get the you know, cast offs from Matt's season to go to Paradise.
Well, at the rate we're going, it might be a while.
We got nothing.
We're like grasping.
Let's move into a little bit of Bravo.
Yes. Potomac. Can we talk about Potomac?
Can we not say that we have a special thing happening at Sunday night on Bravo?
Oh, you know, I was going to mention that.
I think we can say that. Can we not?
No, I think we can say that we might be involved in something fun Sunday night.
At 10 p.m. on Bravo.
And that's all we're going to say about that.
I think we can say that.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say.
It's fun.
It's really fun. Really fun.
Yeah. We hope it's fun.
10 p.m. on Bravo.
I'm sure it'll be fun.
That's all we can say about it.
All right.
The other thing I can say is we had to sign an NDA. Yeah. We did.
Yeah.
We signed our first NDA. Pretty fucking exciting.
No, we signed a second one. Didn't we sign when we got those screeners? Didn't we have to? We had to sign something.
Oh, did we? Yeah. Oh, for Temptation Island?
Yeah, we had to sign an NDA.
Speaking of Temptation Island.
Where is Temptation Island?
I'm seeing a few things. Temptation Island, like the fan page and the Instagram page, they're starting to promote stuff. Not new stuff, but bringing up old stuff, like trying to get us excited about Temptation Island again.
Mm.
I know. Okay, I'm going to ask Gina right now, what is my guy in the kitchen doing at this point?
Well, there's a light on.
Yeah.
He's on a ladder, and it looks like he's putting something.
Can I turn around and look?
He's got a drill or a screwdriver. Oh, hear the drill?
I hear the drill. So things are
happening.
So he's
putting something up. I don't know what.
This poor guy. Oh, God.
Poor guy.
I just want lights. All right. Let's go to Potomac.
All right. So they're still in Portugal.
That toboggan ride. Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, I was confused because when they said toboggan ride, I was thinking like they have in Jamaica. Like they have it up in Lake Tahoe now where you sit in the little roller coaster type toboggan and you're on a track and you zoom down the hill with a little brake if you want to slow yourself down. This was a wicker basket
with guys pushing and
controlling it. It had to have wheels.
It had to have wheels, but the way they turned those corners, these guys are impressive. There was two guys on it irking around those corners.
It looked fun, but it didn't look all that exciting.
I thought it looked pretty fucking exciting.
I mean, they weren't strapped in or anything like you are in a toboggan.
That's why it's scary. They could have flown off at any moment.
It's a pretty big, I mean, you're sitting upright.
I actually love that Karen and Wendy were together in that.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. I like the way they're all getting along. They're having fun.
Well, because they're real friends. I think that's why.
That's the difference. You're right. Well, I don't know how real friend they are. When you think about it.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are real friends. Robin, Giselle, and Karen are all real friends.
I think Robin and Giselle are real friends. When they're not filming, are they talking to Karen? No.
No, but Karen and Robin go way back. I mean, they were real friends.
No, they definitely go way back, for sure.
Yeah.
And why at the dinner parties Karen keeps bringing up the Juan and Robin thing? When are you going to get engaged, Juan and Robin?
Like, well, Robin, Giselle wasn't supposed to say anything. And then she was in front of the jewelry store and she took a selfie.
That was her fault. Why would she do that? Yeah,
well, exactly. And then she ends up telling...
Who did she tell? She told Karen.
Well, she
told, well, she didn't really tell Karen.
She told Karen because Karen kept bringing up, do you think Juan's going to get engaged? You, Giselle, do you know something about it? You posted pictures in front of a jewelry store. Like, Karen.
But Karen kind of put the pieces together. Robin
didn't
tell.
She said it right in front of Robin. It's like, shut the F up, Karen.
Yeah. And then she walked away saying, I know. Somebody's getting engaged.
And then that's when Giselle had to tell her, yeah, shut the fuck up. She's going to get engaged. Shut
up.
Robin tells Giselle, my website is coming out for the hats, and I'm thinking about cutting the picture of Karen. And the reasoning is because she's basically not young and hip enough to carry off the bedazzled cap.
But if you look at all the pictures of the other girls and you look at Karen's, Karen's were both profile pictures.
The other thing is Karen had one. She was just like looking down. I think that was perfectly fine.
That was fine.
To show off the hat. Ashley's pictures, her hair was so fluffed out. It was like the hat didn't even fit on her fucking hair.
Yeah, they were not really showcasing the hats as much.
So it's bullshit that she would cut her out.
Well, none of those ladies are on the website for the hats, so none of them made it.
No way. You went on to look.
No, but I heard on another podcast that none of them.
So it was all for
none of them made it.
This is all a storyline.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think Karen gave a shit. Those
no,
hats.
Those hats are ugly.
Nobody's wearing the fucking hat.
Nobody's wearing a floral hat.
And I like Robin, but that was real shitty to do. We are ladies of a certain age, and we are here for Karen on that regard.
We have to band together. But why wouldn't you want the girls on there? That helps you sell your hats.
And all of the girls. So that you're right. Now that I think about it, this was all just to stir shit up.
Drama.
Because I don't think Robin would be that interested in stirring stuff up like this. Like, what's the purpose? She seems pretty cool otherwise.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah.
Thoughts on Candace and her crying at dinner again. And it's just
saying that she wants to have a baby.
Yeah.
But I was dying. Who handed her the folded tissue and said, here, it's already folded for you?
Wendy. I mean, this is her MO. Sorry, totally on Ashley's side on this one. Like, you gave Ashley so much shit last year, and I'm glad they went back and showed all the shit that Candace gave to Ashley.
Yeah.
About, oh, I think she was crying fakely at Monique's rainbow shower or whatever when she was talking about losing the baby. Mm-hmm. And her and Michael are fake about that. Remember how much shit she was giving Ashley because Ashley was like, I want to have a baby, and then she had a corona. It's like, oh, do you want to have a corona or do you want to have a baby? What the fuck, Candace? And now she's going to announce she wants to have a baby. I don't think she even really wants to have a baby, but she has no storyline.
She has no storyline except for the fight.
Is the fight.
That's it.
And people are forgetting about the fight. People don't want to hear about the fight any longer. They're over it.
I agree. She has nothing. I don't really care for Candace. So,
although when they did flashback on Ashley and the way she acted, who said it? I think it was Giselle who goes, well, you know, Candace is like you were Ashley before you had a baby, the way she's acting. Because remember, Ashley was not that great of a person. Before she had this baby and before she was pregnant, she called everybody out on their shit. She was mean to Robin when Robin was going through a lot of stuff with Juan. She was really.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
She was calling out Robin for why are you with this man? Why are you with this man?
Cheated on you and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I like that. Robin finally said, well, you know, Ashley, you gave me a lot of shit. You forget how you were the last 2 years.
Yeah, Robin kind of found her voice this season.
Yeah.
So they talk a little bit about Ray and Karen and that, you know, Ray wasn't giving Karen the respect.
She hates Ray's dick.
She hates his dick. Who cares? And they do call out.
Here's my question. Would you ever actually say you love a dick? No.
No.
I love my husband's dick. No, that's not something I would say.
Those words will not
now
leave these lips.
Do I love Kenny's dick? This is a question. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So then they prank Wendy.
That was pretty funny, actually.
That was funny. She took it well.
She did. I love how the production was in on it in the hallway and they're watching her to get to see her reaction and screaming. And they were in the hallway just watching on the little monitor.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. Okay, so Ashley telling everybody.
Well, Robin and Giselle.
At this one.
At the pool.
So she tells everybody else. It'll be next episode,
next,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But she tells them that she signed a document for Monique.
Mm-hmm.
And she admitted, I did this because Monique backed me and Michael up with Michael's allegations about
grab-ass
situation. that was interesting. She said she had my back. I have her back.
Yeah. So but, she owed her a favor, basically.
But it wasn't like she was lying. I mean, she told the truth about Candace and what she did with the knife. That was really shitty. Why do people think that that's no big deal that Candace at her home held up a knife at Ashley? That was actually a big deal.
Well, I think that...
And she threw the knife. Yes, it was a butter knife, but still. Still.
Well, I think the Giselle and Robin, in Robin's position was, this woman could potentially go to jail. She's got three kids. How do you do that? Like, speak to her character for it standing on its own. Like, what you know of her character. But don't talk about what had happened.
Well, no. What they were saying, what you're saying, that it's Monique that could go to jail. That's right. Why Ashley's doing it. They're saying you can't speak to that night because you weren't there. Like, right. You were in the bathroom. They don't think it's right that she's doing this against Candace.
Against Candace, right. I'm sorry.
But I see nothing wrong with Ashley doing this because Ashley, you just said it. Ashley was like, this woman has children. She could go to jail because of what Candace is saying about her.
Yeah, you're right. I get that point. But then don't invite Candace to Portugal if this is what you're going to do.
That's a little awkward. Kind of, you're right.
Difficult.
You also see where she harbors that she just wrote this statement talking about what happened to her last year and what a horrible person Candace was to her. That's why she's still harboring all these feelings against Candace.
Well, yeah, but why would you include her on a trip that you've planned when you're going to turn around and write a statement? A character statement against her.
Yeah, that
you can't do that.
Well, it's great. It's great for the show, though. So
well,
next week she'll
show.
Tell her. But here's my thing, Candace. You're the one who has filed the lawsuit. You started this shit rolling.
True. True.
So if Monique needs to do whatever she can to save herself and not get sent to prison because she has children, she's going to do what she can to save herself. And one of those things is relying on her very good friend, Ashley, who had an altercation with you last season. Done.
Yeah.
Boom. I don't blame Monique for what she's doing. She's got to cover her ass. She can't just say, you're right, Candace, I was wrong. File all the lawsuits. Like, she's got to back her shit up.
Well, and she doesn't want to pay up either.
No.
Because
yeah.
We all know that Candace wants some money
apparently.
Out of this.
I
wonder whatever happened.
Was proven?
Did they drop charges
don't
or do
know.
We know?
Never heard anything about it.
Hmm.
Curious.
So we saw the gender reveal. So we know Ashley's having another boy.
Did you see that video?
What did you think of that gender reveal?
That was so weird.
It was so weird.
It was Michael riding his bike like, oh, let's just go out for my normal bike ride. She's in the middle of the field. Oh, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
The music's very strange.
With this big banner that says it's a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's so weird.
I think he wanted to show off, like, I'm fit, because his arms look pretty good.
Well, he is fit. I think he's vacuuming.
I think he's vacuuming. I think my
electrician. Well, he cleans up. That's good.
He cleans up, that's even good. Though he's got to come back tomorrow.
Well, you
I
have
think
light.
I like the lights.
I
looks
see
good.
Light.
And it's dimmer. It's not so bright.
Yeah, but
the
I
problem
think it's
was
too
it was
dim.
So, Gina, no. I'm used to dim. I'm dim. You're bright. I'm dim.
I'm bright.
I told him
it's dimmed right now.
God, he's cleaning up. I feel so bad for him.
But you have light. So
I have light. Let there be light.
Let there be light.
Should we move to OC? Thoughts?
I'm really having a hard time with Kelly Dodd.
I wonder why. What a horrible person Kelly Dodd is.
She's a terrible person.
Starting off with how uncomfortable watching her and Rick Leventhal in bed and him like, I will do anything I can for you.
Okay.
I want to hang up shelves for you.
I do not like him. He's so pussy whipped. It's obnoxious.
It is.
I'm embarrassed for him.
Same. I didn't realize he was like this. If he was a little bit more of a dick, I might honestly care a little bit more.
Prediction.
I want to know more.
She's going to get real sick of him real quick because she's going to rule that house and he's going to bend over backwards and do exactly what she wants. No wonder why his kids don't like her.
Oh, his kids don't like her? I didn't know that.
No, his kids don't like her. What's to like?
And how long are they going to be together? I mean, she's an awful person. The
yeah.
way she reacted to this whole Bronwyn thing. I mean, there's lots of different feelings. I don't like the way Shannon handled it.
Nope.
Listen, they served alcohol at this party. They served alcohol. They just didn't have tequila because that's her trigger. Respect
it. They made such a big deal about
you
the alcohol
have to
at
have
this
tequila?
Party. It was unbelievable. And
Shannon was fucking wasted.
Shannon was wasted for sure. And she's so pissed off about Kelly saying that Shannon was trying, was doing a water. It was, I guess it's a packet that you add to water.
It's a little protein packet that you add to water and stir it up and drink it. But, you know, vitamins and protein, whatever.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Kelly turns this all into, she's starting this water line. No, she wasn't. And they even, and Kelly says, I'm not lying about this. That's what she said. Well, then they went back. No, she never said that. She said it was a packet.
Yeah. She was very evasive about what it was.
It's not a water line. It's just part of her whole food thing.
And who cares? Who cares?
And I'm also over, why is Shannon so angry still that Bronwyn lied, quote, lied. I never said your house was sad. I never did it. Get over it. Gina's over it.
I am really liking Gina this season.
Me too.
Gina
is giving Bronwyn a chance. Was it weird that Bronwyn's having this big party serving alcohol and all this shit in the middle of her sobriety? Mm-hmm. Not even in the middle, like right in the beginning?
Yeah.
Too much.
But
shouldn't have done it
right
away.
So there was no tequila. They go to Palm Springs and Bronwyn's. Yeah, the Parker. That's the most popular.
I looked up the Parker.
You know, it's very old, but very popular.
And very expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive. Well, because all the celebrities stay there.
I don't know why. It's not that
I don't
fucking
either.
Great.
It's very old. It's very, very Art Deco-y.
Yes,
kinda.
Art Deco.
Well, we saw the rooms. They're not that great.
So Shannon.
Yeah.
Got a lot more of Shannon's boyfriend, Jacob. What's his name?
John.
John Jacob. John.
John Jacob.
Something. John Jacob. Jacob Heimerschman.
John's a little boring.
Yeah.
And
I like John more before I heard him speak.
Well, now we've got a little too much John.
I think so.
I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed, Anne.
I mean, I think he's probably fine for Shannon. I don't know. He backs her up no matter what.
Well, yeah, but when she was spiraling out of control about the water, he needed to say to her, Shannon, calm down.
It's
relax.
No big deal.
It's not
Figure
a big
it out.
Deal. He didn't say a word.
And this was all hearsay, by the way. Kelly hadn't even said anything to Shannon yet. Or had she? Oh, had Kelly already asked her? No.
No, not yet. Because not this yet. Was at the wedding. And then remember, yeah. Shannon went over and then she immediately told Gina what was going on. And then it was like at the reception when Kelly came over and said, well, what's going on?
She just spirals. You're right. And then we'll see next episode. Kelly's like, are you drunk? Which
she was totally drunk.
It was pretty funny when they were all getting ready for the wedding. And all that Bedora family was in black.
Like and Kelly was pretty funny. They're all going to a funeral. Why would they all wear black?
I don't know. It seemed weird. And it's in the heat of summer, right? Or was it? No, it was last year at this time.
No, it was raining. So it wasn't in the heat of summer. It was raining.
Still all black. Even the
all
kids.
Black.
Even the girl. Like I understand Shannon wearing black. Like I'll wear black to anything. But the kids are all in black.
And he was wearing a black tux. Mm-hmm. Was it black tie?
Yeah.
I didn't see anybody in a black tie.
That was the most casual wedding. Let's talk about Dr. Deb.
Oh, okay. She's brutal. I really felt bad for Bronwyn because now we can kind of see what Bronwyn has had to live with all this time. Dr. Deb she's passive aggressive and she's very, very judgmental of Bronwyn. It makes me wonder.
I think Bronwyn takes everything personally with Dr. Deb. I think they have a very interesting relationship. Yes. Anything her mother says, she's going to take differently or the wrong way.
Yeah, but you and I know that we know the intention of when a mother says something a certain kind of way, can read through it and we know exactly what
Absolutely.
Is meant by the comment.
True. And Dr. Deb tried to massage it a little
Did
bit.
Did she though?
When
Did
she? She said, you're a lot more fun when you're drinking.
No, that was a terrible thing to
And then
to
she
say.
Said, that's what you think your friends are saying. Was it maybe edited a little bit? Maybe, but Bronwyn took it that way. So I say she said it that way.
She wasn't encouraging to her at all, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Why doesn't Sean stick up for her in those moments? Sean was there the whole time. Why didn't Sean say, Deb, this is her fear, is that she's not fun without having a few drinks. You are literally feeding into her fear. You're a doctor. You're so in tune with everything around you. Her whole being, her whole house is all about centering yourself.
Zen,
getting rid of all the bad energy and all that. But she puts this on her daughter. It's the relationship is crazy. Now, Deb does not have that relationship with her other two children.
No, she's much closer with those kids.
With her, I'm just going to stick with it, her hot husband. I find him so attractive.
Did you see what he was wearing to that
wedding? I don't care. He wears that big hat, which I think is so fucking sexy. He's got sexy hair. He's a neurosurgeon.
Well, that's pretty impressive, he's but hot. I would be a little nervous seeing that walk in as my neurosurgeon.
I would not work on my brain, Dr. Depp's husband.
Now, when Elizabeth went out to dinner with Shannon and Gina, again, Shannon was spiraling and she couldn't let it go.
Well, it's really annoying her that Gina and
Elizabeth
are very
supportive of Bronwyn.
Yes. They're understanding Bronwyn in a way, like, hey, she's going through a lot.
Yeah, they're sympathetic and empathetic to what she's going through, but not Shannon. Nope, not her.
Shannon's like, Shannon, call me. She still says, I said your house was sad. Shannon,
she can't let it
Gina
go.
Doesn't fucking care. Let it go.
No, and again, John just sat there and said nothing. But Elizabeth said that Sean is partially at fault because he enables her.
Which is,
he does nothing about it. He just swept it all under the rug for all these years, never addressed it, kept bending over backwards to do whatever it was to make Bronwyn happy, and sacrificed his kids and relationships and everything for, you know, her alcoholism.
It's so sad because I see him as a very supportive husband, but obviously
in the wrong kind of way.
In the wrong kind of way.
Yeah.
He's in a rough position. I mean, it's one of those where I feel like, does he love her more than she loves
him?
Well,
exactly. Yeah. He is just doesn't want to lose her, and he's going to do whatever he can do.
7 children.
Well, what husband, and I get the whole, you know, open relationship and modern marriage and all that crap.
You get it?
Well, I mean, I understand what they're doing.
Okay.
And some people are more willing to be flexible than others. But does he really want that in his marriage? I don't think he does.
Maybe she's the one who's wanted it and he's gone along with it to make her
happy. She's the one that wanted it. So let's talk about, they're driving up to Palm Springs or going to the wedding, and freaking Kelly, they stop at a liquor store, and I think it's totally fine. If they want to buy tequila, which who makes a special stop just because you're pissed off because they have alcohol, but not tequila? Is also, that all these women drink is tequila?
Well, that's what I mean. If you know you're going to a ceremony from someone who's sober, she is newly sober, I would assume there'd be no alcohol to make her more comfortable. She doesn't have to serve alcohol.
But it wasn't dry.
No,
they
it
had
wasn't.
Alcohol.
They had vodka. They had specialty drinks. It was just no tequila.
Just no tequila.
These ladies acted like, oh my God, I can't go anywhere without tequila.
It was awful. And then Kelly Dodd walks in with the big ass bottle of tequila, and the first thing she says to Bronwyn, instead of putting it in a bag or hiding it, why do you even have to say anything to her? And she says, oh, I have a big bottle of tequila. I didn't know it was a trigger for you. It's like, come on.
She's so insensitive. No,
totally.
She also said something really stupid like, well, God, I'm a diabetic. I can't go anywhere without cake. I'm not going to have cake.
Well, there was alcohol at the reception, so calm down.
She's just a fucking idiot. And you know what? As a wife of a diabetic, it's a wrong statement.
Yeah.
You asshole. Yeah. You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, that was crazy. So they're all we see Corona, right?
Oh,
It's March
starting,
or whatever.
And just starting.
Just starting and out of toilet paper and everybody's stockpiling.
This is hard because talked about this, knowing this was going to happen. Like, we've lived through this. We don't want to watch it happen to these privileged white bitches. We've lived this. We don't want to watch it happen.
And P.S. we're still living it 8 months later. Yeah. We still are going to the store because California is purple, the highest tier. And guess what? They don't have toilet paper.
And in our county, starting tonight, there's a curfew.
Yeah. So we're living it still. Don't walk the streets past 10.
How'd you feel about that drag queen minister?
Well, she was clearly not clued into what was going on.
They needed to have a conversation beforehand. And her son going off about, I thought it was funny how the kids kind of all said something. Probably we only saw a few, but the son was like,
Jacob,
well, if dad decided to have an affair with a 12-year-old or one, I was like, God,
how old
God,
is he? Is he 14?
Yeah, I think so. About 14.
That was,
it was really
he's got
hard.
No filter.
It was hard. It was a little rough.
It was strange. it was strange. So let's talk about Elizabeth for a minute. Okay. What do you think is really going on? Something is weird with her and Jimmy. Like, is it a real relationship or is it just a relationship of convenience where they're just
What's convenient about
it? Well, they just hang out. Because I don't think they're
But are they, here's my question. Are they really not having sex, or is she just keeping to that narrative because she thinks that her ex-husband is going to say, yeah, that's what
I don't know, but he said he didn't want kids. And then she's talking about in vitro.
Yeah. That's weird. How old is Elizabeth?
Oh, she's probably
high 30s,
40, late 30s, early 40s. Maybe not even early 40s. I think she's younger.
He doesn't want to have kids. So like they were saying, is she going to do this without him?
Yeah.
They've been together for a couple years, I think. Also,
it's weird.
Her little comment about, oh my God, I accidentally heart something to my ex-husband. Bullshit. You did it on purpose, hoping he would see it and go, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. The jury's out on Elizabeth. I mean, I like her, but she's
something's a lot. Something's a little off with the ex-husband. She still wants to be married. It feels a little Sonia Morgan-ish.
A little.
Like she didn't really want to end the marriage. But he did. He cheated on her and he ended the marriage.
Well, would you? He's a billionaire, isn't he?
Same as Sonia Morgan. She would have stuck it out till the end.
Yeah, but she still has a lifestyle.
Elizabeth? We think. Mm. I don't know. She lives
well, she
in
was
house
wearing a Tommy Hilfiger sweatshirt.
And apparently she was wearing like a Three Seasons Ago dress in the intro. Somebody pulled that out and they were like, well, maybe she doesn't give a shit. Maybe she just likes the style.
Well, she wears sweats all the time, so she probably doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But the Tommy Hilfiger was a little shocking.
All right, let's go to Salt Lake City.
Part two of Jen's party. Not Meredith's party, Jen's party.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Jen's party for sure. They picked up where Mary and her were still having the conversation and the fight and
Mary.
That whole thing. Mary. Mary is a lot.
Mary is batshit. I can't wait to see more of Mary. I can't wait until next week when we get to go to her church.
Mary's the best. Oh, I saw it. So I
oh, did you
Gina.
Watch the second? Yeah, a lot of people are saying that it was on demand.
It was. It just went into it.
You can watch it on BravoTV.com.
Okay, so they're letting it slip. They don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. But it wasn't in HD, so it was hard to watch. So yeah. I don't really want to
talk about
it.
I didn't watch it, but
you
did.
I did see them go to Mary's church. Here's my thing about Mary. Yes, she's crazy. There's so much about her we need to know, want to know more of her and her relationship. Did we learned about a little bit more about her relationship with her husband / grandfather.
Right. They have a son.
They have a son together and he's living at home right now.
How old is her son?
I think like early 20s. Mm. They've been married for 20 something years. So.
So does the son call him dad or grandpa?
He's not her. He's not his grandpa. He's his father.
Well, he's kind of both. Great-grandfather. Yeah.
Oh, true, true.
Great-grandpa dad.
He calls him Gigi dad.
Gigi dad?
No, I'm joking. Oh. Great-grandpa dad. Mary is nuts, but she's fucking great for the show.
She's perfect. It's you need amazing. A batshit crazy.
Yes. Along with Lisa. Lisa is pretty much a mean girl.
Totally mean.
But she doesn't know she's a mean girl.
Oh, yes, she does.
Those are the best kind of mean girls. They think they're kind, and I would never say anything to offend you, but they fucking say everything to offend you.
So
they don't know they're a mean girl.
Lisa Barlow is the one that said you have to know Lisa in order to get into any Sundance party, right?
Yes. Yes.
So Katie Maloney, who's from Park City, Utah.
Oh, she is.
Went on Instagram Live. And she said, so I am from Park City, Utah, and Lisa Barlow, she said, I've been to a lot of parties at Sundance, and I know all of the names of all of the people that are big names at Sundance. And she said, never heard of Lisa Barlow.
Wait, Katie Maloney is Vanderpump. Katie Maloney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Schwartz's wife.
Definitely different generation, though.
Right, but if she goes to Park City and or goes to Sundance and knows all the big parties and who's who of Sundance, and she never heard of Lisa Barlow, how big is Lisa Barlow?
But I also think
different.
Think about this: it's Katie Maloney. Does she really know? I almost think Lisa Barlow knows more people in Sundance than Katie Maloney.
Well, maybe. I just
Katie
thought
Maloney,
it was.
It is pretty funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
Well, it's always like that. Like, I'm the lady you need to know. Okay, what parties are we talking about? We're talking about the housewives parties.
Lisa's quite full of herself. So she sent some bartenders and some alcohol to Whitney for Whitney's
wedding
vow renewal. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't figure out if she gave like, are they her bartenders or did she just refer the bartenders?
I think it's a thing they do probably, like
when they go to events and stuff, she brings her own bartenders.
I think she supplies bartenders to people who want to purchase the alcohol. Like if you're going to have a wedding, you want to have bartenders and alcohol and a full bar, you know, they supply them. And maybe she didn't, maybe they don't work for her in particular. Maybe it's an outside source. Mm-hmm. I do kind of agree with Lisa Barlow on this.
Well, I do too, but I couldn't figure out if Whitney paid for the...
No, she didn't.
Okay, so everything was comp.
The whole fight was, Lisa Barlow goes, I fucking gave you the alcohol. I gave you enough for 500 people. You ran out. Now, the bartenders complained about, they look very young. They were probably out of control. They were probably drunk. But I feel like Whitney, like, come on, you could have cut them off. I don't think you should have complained to Lisa. I think you say thank you for the gift. Say the bartenders may have had a few too much to drink, but don't say, and we ran out of the alcohol you gave us for free. That's bullshit.
But I kind of get Whitney, too. Like, if somebody came and destroyed, broke glass, got drunk, I think I would have said it a different way. For sure. Like, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
But I want to let you know.
But I just want to let you know, you know, there was a couple of little issues. It's a tough one when it's free.
It's a tough one when it's a freebie.
But she needs to know that these guys are out there getting drunk and breaking shit.
That's what I mean. Tell them about the guys. Lisa was, you know, like, oh, okay. But don't say, and we ran out of your alcohol.
Well, yeah. And they were drinking top shelf. And Lisa says, well, my tequila's top shelf. Well,
it was the way Whitney went about it, which wasn't quite right.
Whitney's a little,
I know,
little airhead.
Yeah, she's definitely an airhead. She just doesn't go about things the right way.
No, no,
no.
I love Heather though. I love Heather.
Love Heather. You mean Heather and Whitney are cousins? The other thing is, Heather, I'm sure, has told Whitney all about what Lisa has done to her and how she's felt about
for
that.
Sure.
So there's another reason why Whitney was kind of going at Lisa.
Well, yeah, but then Lisa called Whitney after that confrontation.
Ooh, yes.
And basically she called her out and said, mm-hmm. if you, what did she, she kind of accused her of being a swinger.
Well, what she said was, if you're going to tell these stories about my business,
right,
because now you're affecting my business, I'm going to tell everybody about you and your husband swinging.
Yeah. And who knew that there was a huge swinger community
Utah? Heather told us. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a thing. I don't think Whitney's evolved, but there's a huge swinger community. And then she kind of equated it to, you know, because a lot of the Mormons have multiple wives. But like,
still?
So is that a swinger thing? Well, we know Cody and his wives. What's that show?
I know, but that's a TV show. Sister Wives.
Sister Wives.
But Whitney said there's a lot of polygamy in her family. Mm-hmm. So this shit still exists.
I think Whitney is referring to way back in the family. Whoa. Not like her mother was a polygamist or anything.
Now,
like
Whitney
that.
Tells
it definitely still happens.
Right. She tells an interesting story, though, when she was younger and she had a choice of either going on a mission to go tour museums.
Yeah, it sounds a little.
Or Hawaii. And she picked the museums.
Yeah, she's trying to let us know that she was this perfect little child. And
the perfect
she's done
Mormon
everything
girl.
Everything correct and everything right. But then we meet her dad.
Well, now her dad is a whole different story, and I do feel bad for him. He's going through some substance abuse issues. He was a kind of a nice-looking guy before.
Like her dad. I feel bad because it sounds like Whitney's the only one giving her dad a chance. Like, her siblings are not giving him a chance.
Yeah, and it is
maybe
sad.
Maybe they are just super offended by the hair.
Well, were you as shocked as I was that he actually owned a salon and a beauty school?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, when he was younger, he had beautiful hair. I put out the question of, because me and you were talking and you're like, I'm questioning if it's a wig. I never thought it was a wig. I thought it was just a horrible dye job.
I think it's a wig because
most
I
people,
looked again.
I was just
most people said what?
That it's his real hair, not a wig.
Mm.
I don't think it's a wig. I think it's just a really bad dye job. It's too dark for his face. He's too old. He's what, 62, 63? You can't have that level of darkness to your hair.
No, and someone had already said it, but I immediately thought he looked like Rick Ocasek.
Yeah, it makes your face look so pale.
It's very harsh.
It's
I'm not
so
sure
harsh.
What look he's going for. Rocker, aged rocker?
Maybe, but it doesn't even sound like he's a rocker guy. It sounded like he was a pretty devout Mormon, and then it was really the substance abuse is painkillers. That's very common.
Well, Whitney said it happened after he split up with her mom and he just kind of spiraled out of control after that. So it is very sad. It's nice that she's taking him in.
He's
helping
newly,
him out.
He's newly sober.
Well, yeah, hopefully it sticks. But his appearance is a little shocking. Yeah. A little shocking.
But again, I love it. I love a Whitney's dad. I love a Mary. I think these make this whole franchise very interesting.
Now, were you shocked that Seth and Meredith are separated?
I had heard that it was kind of known that they were separated and then they got this opportunity to be on the show.
Oh, so they came back together for the show?
Yeah, they came back together for a little bit just to be able to say they're separated.
Okay, and I think it was confirmed. I heard it was confirmed that Brooks, the son...
Yes.
He took a break from college specifically so he could be on the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, Brooks is the big standout. I'm like, okay, episode one, sorry, people. He wasn't that big of a standout.
No.
Like, what's a big deal about Brooks? Well, so when Jen Shaw goes over to Meredith's house. Wait, is this in the one that you haven't seen?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh. Well, no, I think you... Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
No.
Okay, I won't talk about it. It's next week. We get a little more Brooks next week. The fun part about Brooks is... He plays it.
He deadpans it.
He deadpans it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was going to say he plays it straight, which is clearly he doesn't do. He deadpans it.
Yeah.
So all of his deliveries are very straight,
dry.
Very dry. Yeah. That's what's funny about Brooks. But you don't realize this until really episode three that I got to see where he has a real problem with Jen Shaw, which is super hilarious.
So here's my feelings about Jen Shaw, because I thought about this a lot when I was watching this show. Did you see her on Watch What Happens Live?
I didn't see the whole thing.
She's so extra, and she's like a typical first season housewife trying to make a name for herself. So she's, in my opinion, she's trying too hard. She's trying to come across in a certain kind of way. So I don't think we're seeing the real Jen.
So episode two. Didn't you feel like she was way more subdued? In the very beginning, there was the whole thing with her and Mary, of course. But as the evening went on, when they went and they went skiing and they did all that, and she couldn't ski, which is really funny. I love the ladies that can't ski.
And with the super expensive Chanel, Fendi, whatever.
The more expensive, the worse you are. Yeah.
I don't think Mary skied at all. And she was supposedly waiting on her Chanel ski outfit.
No, she didn't.
And all she did was lay in the snow.
It reminds me of our gym that is a big tennis club.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget. I used to see these ladies in the tennis outfits to die for. Really cute, short things. And I was like, God, they're probably so good. I remember being in the weight room and I looked out to the tennis course and I could see these ladies. They were awful. And I'm like, oh my God, it's all about the cute outfits.
Yeah, they just look the part.
Yes. When they went to dinner, everybody was calling out Lisa and all that stuff. Who was the quietest?
Jen
Shaw. She didn't say a fucking thing.
You're right.
She just sat there. So I thought, interesting. She was so out there. And then through this whole dinner, she just sat and said nothing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And she was the one who kind of created everything in the beginning. You know, she was very annoying in the beginning, like you said.
Oof,
a little
too much.
Over the top.
Yeah.
The second episode, we see her backing off a little bit. These other ladies will shine. I think they all have something to say.
Well, I'm going to reserve my opinion for later because I want to see more Mary and try to figure her out. She's got the facial expressions that are unbelievable.
I think Mary is an onion I want to unpeel because there's so much to her. I'm so interested in her whole story. I think episode three, we see a little more Mary. We see a little more Jen Shaw, which you'll be annoyed by.
People are saying things about Mary's church.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a cult.
It's a cult.
Mm-hmm.
And that people tithe quite a bit of money.
Well, apparently Mary's grandmother and now Mary kind of refer to themselves as not Jesus,
a prophet or something.
Something as high as that, like a cult would do. Like, I'm your direct connection.
They're the vanguard.
Yeah, they're the vanguard.
Well, now I want to do a little research and see what I can find because
you know
how much I love a cult.
I know you love this shit.
Southern Charm? Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot. Southern Charm, it's the beginning of Corona.
I loved how each person went about it. So it was different because we dealt with this with the OC, the beginning of Corona, and the way they talked about it. This one is a younger generation talking about it. And it really is interesting. We also have Leva, who owns the restaurants. They're starting to see it like, ooh, people are canceling. And then fucking clueless Catherine, huh? We should go to New York and do some buying. And then the owner of whatever that store is, Gwen's, is like, yeah, I don't think we can be doing that right. And I was like, what do you mean?
She didn't even realize that there was a pandemic happening. How she's dumb
so,
are you?
She's so dumb. I mean, she's dumb.
She's real dumb.
Ugh.
And I like that they kind of time stamped it. So March 11th is when everything kind of started. And you see Whitney, who's a little bit older, is taking it more seriously.
Yes, Whitney and
Shep, who shockingly.
Shep too. I appreciated that.
That was surprising that. To me.
Well, maybe
and
it's
then
the
you
age.
See Danny and you see Craig and Austin. And Austin's going to bars and Craig's having parties. Well, guess who has the cough? Danny.
Yep.
Craig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Austin ends up getting, but this almost this entire cast ended up having COVID.
Did they? I think, is it Shep's girlfriend that we find out had it?
Yes, I think so.
It just shows you how quickly it spreads and we're in it again. We're in it again.
Yeah.
It's happening. It's kind of weird because it's happening all over again. Although now I feel like I'm not so scared because I know what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, like we're probably the only people in Sacramento County that has been keeping.
Probably.
Been doing this. Sad for me, though, you know, over these holidays, over Thanksgiving, I do feel bad that I know for my family, my extended family, my brothers and sisters, my parents and stuff, Thanksgiving was the one holiday we did spend together. So it's sad that that is not happening.
Yeah, same here. Thanksgiving's always a big one and ours is canceled. It's tough.
Anyway.
Yeah. And so Southern Charm, they stopped filming for a few months because of COVID.
I think so.
And then they picked
because
it up.
They had to take the cameras. As of this last episode, the cameras were still on them.
Yes.
That's when we saw Craig and Austin living together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were staying together through COVID.
Right. They were doing lives and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now we know why. Now because they were actually living together.
For real.
For real.
For real. Below Deck was kind of a clunker.
Well, they have these new young kids.
Yeah, but they didn't really. I mean, they just got on board. So next week, maybe we'll see something
yeah,
more exciting.
These are just the rich 20-somethings. We see Izzy, you know, she's pushing to move outside. Just, I feel like we're still getting to know all these characters.
Shane, I don't think is going to make it. I don't think he's going to make it.
Our Berkeley boy?
I don't think he's going to be fired.
I think he's got to be. These young people wanted a sushi model. So
yeah, that seems so gross to me.
So these kids are maybe 21, maybe not even 21.
They're very young. Dax and Max.
The parents are paying for all this. It's a lot of freaking money.
Can you imagine?
No.
I can't
no,
even imagine.
Gina, I cannot imagine. No.
And these kids could give a shit. I mean, they know their parents are paying for it and
Here's the only thing. It's really easy on the chef. It's really easy on the servers because these kids expect nothing. I don't feel like they grew up with like a silver spoon in their mouth. They're just college kids whose parents are like, oh my God, we'll pay for you to go on this. You could be on TV. It'll be fun. So they're just looking for a good time. So they're actually really nice to the staff. It's not like they expect.
They're not there yet. Right.
No, they're not snobby. But poor Rachel, she did this whole sushi thing. She was so proud of rolling all the sushi.
I know.
On the naked model, and they could have cared less.
They're going to get burgers and fries next
time. And they would be happy with burgers and fries.
Yeah, they would. James is the one that keeps calling all the girls, oh, she's fit. She's fit.
Yeah, that's a term.
He wants a fit girl.
I was just talking to my son about that. That is a term they use in Australia and in the UK.
And fit. What does it mean?
It doesn't mean that your body is like fit, like you're in shape. It just means you're a good looking girl. You know what it means, Gina? You're a smoke show. In American terms.
Well, thank you. That
smoke show.
That clears it up for me. Now I know. Now I know what fit means.
Let's end with a little 90 day.
So here we go again with COVID. Jenny and Sumit.
Yeah. The necklaces that Sumit bought for Jenny and him to wear. They're like credit card necklaces that are supposed to.
Oh my God. The sanitizing necklaces.
The sanitizing necklaces.
They're like lanyards.
They're lanyards.
Yes. It's like a credit card on a rope.
Correct.
You have to wear these because they're going to keep us
safe.
The bacteria away. The germs away.
Jenny even said. They asked her, do you think that really helps? And she's like, I don't really know, but I am appeasing my husband. It's interesting how in that era, back in March, we didn't know anything.
No,
so we were searching. Like if somebody told me that would have kept me, I probably would have worn a fucking sanitizer, little fake credit card necklace too.
It was like a VIP pass or something.
VIP, you can walk anywhere and you are clear of COVID.
Now, I want to know, what was it about that card that was supposed to keep you safe and free from germs?
I don't know.
I want to know.
It was pretty funny, though. So they find out from the attorney there's another way to get married. And Sameet is freaking scared out of his mind.
He doesn't want to get married.
He doesn't want to get married right now. I can't blame him.
Well, he's worried because of his parents. Well, I think that's why they're not on board with it.
Do you think his parents are really not on board with it?
She's old.
Yeah. That means no children.
Isn't she older than his parents?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's concerning.
It was a little sad, though, when she broke down to his brother and the brother's wife, like, I'm sorry, I'm old. I'm sorry. I can't do anything about my age.
She shouldn't have done that. That just made her look even more old. It's up to him to step up to the plate. And if he had no intention of doing that, then he needed to just let her go.
I agree.
Let her go. Yeah,
I felt kind of bad for Jenny in that moment. So Ariella and Binyam were still there with the parents, are still there. Don't you think it's kind of bullshit that Ariella is embarrassing Binyam in front of her parents?
Well, she's airing out all their personal business to her parents.
I don't like that. In front of him. Now, if she wants to have a private conversation with her parents about the relationship going on, ask their advice. That's one thing. But to embarrass him in front of them, that was very sad.
It was very immature of her to do that.
Yeah, he was trying to take them through his country, show them the culture.
Well, yeah, but
yes, they kill things in the...
The first place he takes them is to go kill a chicken.
I know, but I think that kind of is the culture. We've seen that.
Who has seen that?
We've seen that on the show.
Oh.
Where they do that.
No. In your travels.
In my travels. I don't think the parents would have been that...
Shocked about it.
The dad was not that bad. The mom was like, I don't want to see that happening. But then she just went crazy. Ariella was like, don't do it. My mom doesn't want you to do it. Stop it.
But the mom is very well traveled. The dad, not so much. I don't think the dad's been out of the U.S.
He hasn't. He was okay with it. She made such a big deal. And then she embarrassed him. And that, I just felt bad for him. He was like, I'm trying to show your parents, like, this is our culture. We're okay here. And you're calling him on all this shit. Like, Ariella, she's just being mean right now. I don't like it.
Well, she's clueless. She's got no filter either.
Mm-mm.
You know?
And she's like, no, I'm not going to say anything to them. And now she's telling them everything. So they all go to dinner. And then his siblings bring out that the baby's been baptized.
Yeah, and she hadn't broken that news to the parents.
No.
And they're not happy.
Well, the mom was saying she's Christian and the dad is Jewish. So there was that decision to either be baptized or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then they were like, well, yeah, the baby's baptized. I don't know if the parents were that upset about it other than Ariella didn't say anything.
Well, the dad seemed like he was.
I also feel like the parents did know. How could she keep that from them? She keeps nothing from them.
Well, especially a medical procedure, and they're both a nurse and a doctor. So
yes, they did come off being a bit snobby, which I didn't like that look for them, because I don't think they're that kind of people.
I don't think they are either. And for the dad not to know that Ethiopia was so underdeveloped when the mom had already been there, she didn't go back and tell him anything.
I don't know.
And I wasn't comfortable with them bringing the baby out and all that. All the crowds of people and all the places that they went.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the mom questioning Binyam about everything that he's doing, about his work, about what he tells
Ari
and what he doesn't. Yeah. How he gets paid, the problems they're having.
And also, it's a little late. Your daughter's just had a child with this man. He's going to be in your life forever. So I did see on Instagram that Ariella put out a picture of Binyam's mom saying, this lady has helped me through all these things, da da da.
So she's still there?
Yeah. I don't know if she's still there or not, but she's still with Binyam. I think she feels bad about what's being portrayed, so she's trying to soften it a little bit. That's how I felt.
Well, the sister's really, the sister told her she needed to calm down, which she does.
She does. I mean, she was very honest with the parents. Like, she yells at them in public. We don't do that here.
Mm-hmm.
And even the mom admitted, like, we do agree that Ariella is a little high strung at times.
She can be a little emotional.
Yes. So Kenny and Armando, what did we see? You know, they were moving the story along so slow.
Poor Kenny and Armando, because I don't think they have much else to tell.
I saw something. There was a meme out there that was actually really funny. It was Kenny and Armando spend so much time in the car that all of the pictures are of them in the car. They're just driving everywhere. They're always going somewhere. And so we're still in this waiting for the approval to get married in Mexico.
Kenny, and it was denied.
And it was denied. Kenny's worried because obviously he needs to get married to be able to have a job, to get residency. Otherwise, he's going to have to go back. Now, I did see a live where Kenny and Armando, a couple days ago, they're together.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Where they're together, I'm not sure if they're here or in Mexico, but they are together. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, which is pretty much what we knew. I mean, they're a real story. It's just they're dragging them on because people love them and they, you know, they want to do little by little.
Well, it is little by little.
Yeah. And then Jehoon and Devin, this is just...
There was nothing to report.
Thing. Although Jehoon's still being funny. He's like, I have EP syndrome, which is... Alicia phobia, which is Devin's mom.
Well, yeah, her family comes, her mom and her dad. Is that her sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is the sister?
It doesn't matter, but the sister looks fucking miserable.
She is miserable.
Like, she's like emo.
Mm, she doesn't say a whole lot. No. That whole family is very different.
I just know when me and Gina do the old,
Yeah.
That's a very motherly
it's
thing.
Very
like
telling.
Yeah.
Saying a lot without saying anything.
We just say, Devin's sister? Okay. Let's move on. Brittany and Yazan.
Yeah, so Yazan picks them up. It's very awkward. He takes them to his barbershop or where he works. That's where he works.
I think he's opening a barbershop. I think this is what he's
been
working on.
That's his barbershop?
I think so. He has the keys.
But Brittany is being stupid. She's drunk. She wants to cut his hair. Angela seems way more mature than Brittany, and she's confused.
Yeah, because Brittany's been complaining about him, and now she's drunk, and she misses him, and she wants to be with him. He's being super nice.
Well, he's very awkward, too. He doesn't know what to do.
No, but he also has not told her what he's been going through with his family. She has no idea that his family has completely cut him off. That
true.
His father said, if you stay with her, he will kill
yeah,
him.
He threatened to kill him.
So next episode, we see where they get a translator, which I think is the smartest thing they've ever decided to do. Mm-hmm. Let's get somebody to tell you what I'm trying to tell you. And then she breaks down when she finds out that the father's... I mean, like, she has to feel something about the fact that he has been totally kicked out of his house. Nobody in his family talks to him because of her.
No, but he got a two-bedroom apartment, which is pretty nice. But
yeah.
How did he end up getting an apartment?
I don't know.
I mean,
this
who knows
all,
what
this
stuff
is all
costs.
Confusing.
But he invites her to stay there in the separate room or in the same...
Sounds like he's keeping to his Muslim tradition of not sleeping with her.
Right.
So they haven't slept together. I thought they had.
No, but I think he said, or I think she said, what am I staying here for if we're not going to stay in the same room?
And then Tim and May Lisa...
Yawn.
Mom and auntie, go home. That's it. He's just having doubts about staying there because he can't get a job and he has to be engaged or married to stay there and his visa will be up.
See a therapist. And I don't know what her credentials are, but I could have given that advice.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you trust each other? No, I don't. Okay. Bye.
That's a problem.
Over. Do you have any trust in a relationship? Not really.
Not really.
Okay. You're probably not going to go any further. My professional advice.
I know. So that's it.
It was the end of Love After Lockup. We said we weren't going to talk about it anymore.
Oh,
but
right.
It was the end. And they actually finished up the stories. And it did say that our hot Dylan and his Heather have broken up.
Thank God.
Yeah. I have a feeling a few of them will keep going. Now, do you remember the couple from last season? They keep bringing them back. It's Michael and
Sarah.
So he's been arrested again.
I read the whole thing on, it wasn't the police report, but a breakdown of exactly what happened. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. It was something having to do with children, but it wasn't Sarah's children.
No, it wasn't Sarah's children. He was with Maria.
Oh, it was Maria.
It was Maria. And he was left with a child in a hotel room. And he was supposed to be watching the child. They did not give the age of the child. He said he took off to go get the kids some gummy bears. He's probably getting himself some gummies.
Lie.
And he was gone for 5.5 hours. And so people at the hotel they were staying at saw the kid at the beach by himself.
What?
Saw the kid at the pool by himself.
Oh, my God. How old is this kid?
They didn't tell. Shit. They didn't say. And then what alerted the hotel employees was that the kid said, can I have something to drink? Can I have something to eat? I'm hungry. And then they investigated and found out he had been gone for 5.5 hours.
Oh my
when he
God.
Finally came back, He was arrested.
I'm so glad.
And he said his car broke down and he had to get a ride.
Sure, sure. He's such a fucking liar.
Why didn't he just take the kid with him if he was just going to get gummy bears?
Sure, sure. No, Gina.
He was not getting gummy bears.
Yeah, he was getting gummy bears for himself, like you said.
So it's so sad. I think he posted bail because I think it was how much was it? $2,500 bail. He's terrible. I would not, if I were Sarah, I would not let him have unsupervised visits with her kids.
It sounds like she's not. She actually has a boyfriend now.
Who seems really nice.
Yeah, he seems nice. Yeah, these people. I can't
make them. Better choices, Sarah.
Yes. I was trying to think of anybody else on the season. Well, the two that just had the baby, they're doing well. And I don't remember the blonde haired lady, the blonde haired with the guy. They got married.
The gambler. What's his name?
I don't think he's a gambler anymore. But they had their baby.
Yeah.
And his sister came to the wedding. That was the big news.
The sister came
to the wedding.
Right.
Yeah, in Vegas.
I'm thinking of the ones from last season.
No, this season right now.
Not Tyrese. Maurice.
Maurice and don't remember her name.
Jessica?
Yeah, I think it is Jessica. Yeah. Jessica and Maurice.
Yeah, there
Maurice.
Weren't very... Was it Maurice? Yeah, I think it's Maurice. There weren't many people at their wedding.
No.
Not at
Very
all.
Very few. She looked uncomfortable in that dress. Too.
She looked uncomfortable, period.
Well, they were already married in jail. So this was just a formality, I guess, for the parents. And the sister came. It was a way to wrap up the season and have the sister be involved in the lives.
Yeah.
Because we knew the sister was going to come back. Otherwise, they would have never showed her.
Well, they all look alike.
They do.
They look a lot alike.
Yeah.
Are you watching The Amazing Race?
Oh, yeah. But I'm behind. There were two episodes last night.
Yeah, there were two.
Yes.
This is like one of the best seasons.
It's so good. I love all these couples. I love how they're working together and then not working together and people are a little pissed. I'm still waiting for couples to fight.
The alliances. The gay couple, James and...
So good. So fun.
They are hysterical.
Love them. Some of the couples in the top, I wouldn't picture them being like the top couples to be doing that well.
No.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
So, like I said, we haven't watched the latest one.
So I won't tell you.
No, but so the last one we watched, the girls showed up late again and I felt so sorry for those sisters, but they got, it was like a non-elimination one again. They have been saved.
I don't know how those girls have managed to stay in as long as they have.
They're just so positive.
Yeah, their attitudes are great.
There's no freaking way that I could ever do. Like, I would be so annoyed, so pissed off, so disappointed. And I love that they were in Paris. That was exciting. Where are they at in the last one? I can't remember. They were starting to go off, but I don't remember where they were traveling to.
Oh, God. They went to Berlin.
Berlin, yeah, because we were just in Berlin.
Yeah.
Me and Gina were just in Berlin last year.
Last year.
That was kind of fun to see those sites.
The wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That was pretty interesting.
So, yeah, I'm super excited about The Amazing Race. It's so freaking good.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, really zoned in on it.
So it's Thanksgiving next week. I think we'll still tape, right?
Friday.
I mean, neither one of us are doing
anything. We're not. Yeah, we're not having family gatherings.
No, I may be a little fatter on Friday night, but that's it. I'm happy, full-on potato stomach, and that's about it.
All right, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
From the James Who Dish. We'll be back next week.
We will.
Bye. There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.